You're listening to Unsolicited Yarn with Faith, a podcast about everything and anything. Pure vibes, pure cruise. Let's get into this episode, baby. Welcome back to season 3 of Unsolicited Yarn. Okay, sorry, let me calm down. You guys, I'm really, really excited. This is our anniversary episode. Unsolicited Yarn is one. I just want to say thank you for all the support, all the views, everybody that send me messages, encouraging me, whatever it may be. Thank you. You guys continue to share our episodes with your friends, your family, whoever it may be. Just share it and tell them this is a good podcast, okay? So it's our anniversary episode, so I thought I would do a story time since it's almost a year. Like, 2020 feels like... No, that was 2020. Was that 2020? No, that's almost 2 years now. Wow. Okay. That was 2020. Yeah. COVID now. Wow. Anyways, it has been almost 2 years since I went to Nigeria in the midst of COVID. I'm actually very stubborn, but whatever. So I think right before COVID was about to happen, this was my spring break of my senior year of college, and I was like, okay, I haven't been to Nigeria since we moved to the States. So I was like, okay, I want to go back. I want to see all my family. I want to see all my friends. Anyways, so I decided to go that week of spring break, and that was when everything started crumbling down. But I was like, okay, I'll still go. I thought COVID was like a joke. I was like, I beg, we went through Ebola, we can get through this. Anyway, so I decided to go to Nigeria for spring break for about a week. I went for a wedding. Shout out to my girl Aura Fair, and happy anniversary to you, soon to be anniversary to you. And basically, yeah, if Lufthansa Airline is listening to this, they're probably not. I don't want to say God punish you, but I reported you to God. Lufthansa Airlines left me stranded. It was like a day to my flight and they canceled my flight. But they said, oh, we'll find another substitute for you. But it was a longer journey. Anyway, so the flight was from ATL to Germany to Nigeria. So I thought. So anyway, and this is why I always tell people, like, don't believe, like, when you see all the nice Instagram posts and everything, you don't see the nonsense and the chaos going behind the scenes. So just be content wherever you are. Anyways, so I took the flight from ATL to Germany. Perfect. Or is it Paris? I can't remember. But anyways, perfect flight. It went well. Everything. I did not pay attention to my ticket that we were stopping in Niger. Niger is right above Nigeria, if you don't know. So we're flying. I'm tired. I'm like, oh, we're almost there. And then I said, ladies and gentlemen, we are in Niger. I said, well, I said, what? Niger? I said, I'm going to Nigeria, not Niger. I was looking for the, what do you call this, flight attendant. I was like, no, something's wrong somewhere. I was like, I'm going to Nigeria, not Niger. And then she had to calm me down. And she was like, no, this is just a 1 hour layover. And then they didn't let us calm down. I was already tired, but whatever. Finally got to Nigeria. Now, if the Federal Aviation Ministry, whatever, is listening to this, anyways, they don't even care. But that place is a hot mess. Like, I have never seen people so incompetent in my life. And I want you to give them money for doing their job. Got to Nigeria. First thing, normal airline, no, you're supposed to walk through a tunnel that's inside the airport. Okay, fine, whatever, it's Nigeria. We came down from our plane. We now enter one bus with no AC. And it's hot. Really, really hot in Nigeria. So we got off. They got on the bus. They finally took us to this place. We had to walk. If you see how much walking I did, I was like, God. With my hand luggage and everything. We walked. We got there. They were like, oh, if you don't have yellow fever vaccine card. I'm like, when was this a rule? Anyways. So then I told me to take yellow fever vaccine. They were literally giving it right there. And then after I finished the vaccine, they gave me the vaccine. And I said, thank you, guys. The people that gave me the vaccine, they were female nurses. That's how the lady, excuse me, madam, I am not a man. Why are you calling me a man? I'm like, no. Guys is American term. Like, it's not based on the sex. The lady was fuming. And I had to explain to her, but it was like, calm down. She's not calling you a man. Blah, 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 blah. That's one. I went through that one. Then you now go through, what is it? Is it security or whatever? Customs, I don't know. To get my bags. Every small thing. Madam, any small thing for the boys? Any small thing for the boys? And I'm like, why are we giving you money? And I gave one lady, what did I, my dad gave me like $5 to give these people because he knew they were going to ask. I gave this lady $2 because I was like, why am I giving you money? I gave this lady $2 and the lady was like, only $2. I was like, what were you expecting for me to give you $10,000 or like $50 or something? I'm confused. And I finally went. The driver that was supposed to pick me up, he went to the local airport. He didn't know he was at the local airport. So I was spending time walking around. I was like, God, my phone's about to die. Like, what is this? Then some man decided to help me. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, nothing goes for free. But before the man decided to help me, I wanted to use his phone to call. I told him, I said, I am not giving you any money. Meanwhile, this man works at the airport, by the way. I'm not giving you any money. So I called, after I finished my phone call, he was asking me for money. And I'm like, guy, before you gave me the phone, I told you I was not giving you any money. Why are you asking me for money? That's how he started harassing me. Then his boss, for some reason, thank God, their boss just accidentally walked past. That's how he was able to calm the whole situation down. He not even told them to give me the phone again to call, whatever. They called. The driver finally figured out where I was. They picked me up. And as I was leaving, one of the workers followed me to my car and was literally abusing me and telling the driver that they should warn me that I have no home training, blah, 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 blah. These American kids, they don't know how to respect their elders. I'm like, I didn't even answer because I was just ready to go home. I was over. It was like almost midnight. I was just like, whatever. I left them and we went, right? So days go by. We're doing wedding prep. You know, everything's going good. Nigeria was sweet. I'm not going to lie. Like, it was nice. I got to see family members. I had fun. Blah, blah, blah. There was one fateful night. It was just like 1 a.m. The gen blew out. Ew! If you're from Nigeria, you know how critical a generator is, right? So the gen blew out and then we were stuck in heat. I was like, okay, this isn't bad. Like, I slept off only for me to wake up in the morning. And meanwhile, out of all the bridesmaids, I was the youngest one. So I was just very like, I don't want to say self-conscious, but you know the vibes. And so I woke up and everybody was like, you're finally woken up. I was like, what happened? They're like, the whole night I was hallucinating and talking in my sleep. In my entire life, I have never done that. But I'm guessing because of the heat, it really messed with my brain. She said, one girl said, I grabbed her phone from her. And then I was saying, give me my phone. And she's like, what are you talking about? This is not your phone. Then I told her to leave me. So that's how I slept with the phone next to my side. Because I woke up and I was like, why do I have your phone? This is not your phone. Anyways, so that was that. Niger heat is nothing to be played with. Then I think I went to one market kind of place. I wasn't planning to go there. I had only gone somewhere and I was supposed to come back home. But then we ended up going there and I wore shorts. If you know in Nigeria, you're not supposed to wear shorts to the market. I blame myself. But anyways, they were nice, but I got a lot of stare downs. Like, people, Nigerian, whatever. And it wasn't even shorts. It was like basketball shorts. It wasn't even that short, but whatever. Then while we were in traffic, we were all thirsty, specifically me. And I was so thirsty that I decided to drink pure water. Now, pure water is like water in a Ziploc bag, right? Meaning anybody can make it from their house, zip it up, and then come out and sell it for however much it costs, right? So I decided to drink pure water, which was a bad idea. I drank it, quenched my thirst, and for some reason it's really hard to get cold water in Nigeria. I don't know why. Like, you can go to restaurants and you're asking for ice cold water and they cannot give you water. Either way, whatever. Then I drank it. That was the day before the trad, which was a Friday. About 4 a.m the morning of the trad, my stomach started. God, I almost died. I said, God, who sent me? I was so embarrassed, first of all. Then if you know me, I don't go anywhere without my Pepto-Bismol. Because anything can happen. So I bought like a travel size Pepto-Bismol, which I fumbled the bag because I don't know why I traveled with travel size Pepto-Bismol to Nigeria. Anyways, so I bought Pepto-Bismol. I drank Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol didn't work. They say eat bread, you know what? It's 4 a.m. The stores weren't going to, I mean, chemist or pharmacist or whatever, wasn't going to open till about 7 a.m. that morning. So for 3 hours, I was fighting for my life, literally on the toilet. Sorry for the information, but I have to say the story properly. And then they finally woke up. They got me Imodium. Literally, that whole thing scarred me. I was so scared. I didn't want to eat at the wedding. I didn't eat at the trad. I didn't eat at the white. The only thing I was eating for like 3 days was bread. Anyways, never again. I would never. If you go to Nigeria and you think you can stomach pure water, you're playing yourself. You're going to literally probably pass out on the toilet. I was begging for my life. I was like, God, please just give me one more chance. I literally thought I was gonna die. I was so dehydrated. Like, that's how much I was using the bathroom. Anyways, so wedding goes great. It was fun. We turned up Saturday. White wedding came. In the middle of white wedding, that's when we heard that Mr. Buhari decided that he was going to shut down Nigeria and give two people basically 2 days to get out. I was like, what the actual heck is this? Meanwhile, Lufthansa left me stranded. They said they couldn't find me a flight back home. If you're flying anywhere, especially international, don't play yourself and get like any of these. I mean, okay, don't get me wrong. Lufthansa is a reliable airline to Abuja because there's not that many flights to Abuja, but there is a lot to Lagos. But is either Delta, I'm not going. Like, that's my new rule now. I don't go anywhere. If it's not Delta, I'm not flying. Like, Delta, we find you a way to get back home. These other ones, you are on your own, literally. So basically, they left us. I was at the wedding. Like, everybody was kind of stressing. Well, okay, I was the only one stressing. I think a couple of babes booked Lufthansa. But we're all stressing, trying to figure out how to get back home. After what happened with the toilets, pure water situation, I knew I was not made for Nigeria. So I was like, guy, I cannot stay here. I have to go. So that night, I prayed. Thank God for God, the great comforter. I prayed that night and I remember I had a dream that I got a flight to Miami. So I was like, okay, we're going to go to the airport. So the next day, I woke up. I left with the bride's cousin. She was going back to Lagos. And then I went to the international airport. Got there. We're sitting there. I heard Emirates was the only one flying out. We're sitting there waiting for Emirates. They said they were going to come at 8 a.m. I got to the airport like 5 a.m. Didn't eat breakfast. Didn't eat anything. I was just sitting there. I was chewing on biscuits that I bought. 8 a.m. came. Nowhere to be found. Emirates. 10. Nowhere. 12. Nowhere. They finally strolled in at like 12 a.m. or more. If you see fight, if you see abuse. And I think because of the tension, everybody was pissed. They were like, where have you people been? We've been waiting here. You're almost 8 hours late. And the guy was just like, you know, Nigerians now, they will abuse you. Madam, you do not talk to me like that. Who do you think you are? Blah, 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 blah. But whatever. The guy ended up being nice to me. I had to buy a brand. First of all, the tickets were going like, it was going like water. I was like, God, please let me find a flight back home. Anyways, I found a flight. Finally found a flight. They only had flights to LA. They bought all the up north flights and they bought all the south flights, everything. So I had to take a flight to LA. At that point, I was desperate. I say, at least I don't enter America. I'll find a way home. My sister bought me a flight from LA to Atlanta. And at that time, I thought, what did I think? I thought, they will be checking us at the airport, but you know, nonsense America, no protocol. So I spaced out my flight between, so that I'll have enough time for them to check me so I don't miss my flight. So I finally got my flight. The boo-boo internet in that Nigerian airport wasn't allowing me to buy it. My company on my bank account, they kept blocking my thing because it was like, okay, she's buying a big amount of thing. They thought it was fraud. So somebody had to help me buy it, one of my family members. It worked out great. Finally got there. My phone was about to die. So I saw one of the customs people. I was like, oh, can you go out and get me a charger? Because like, you can give people money to get you a charger. No, first of all, I asked for a charger. The lady said she doesn't have that kind of charger, that she can send somebody to get me a charger. So I was like, okay, cool. I said, okay, how much is the charger? She was like, what did she say? I think she said 25k. I said, eh? She said, yeah, that's how much charge I cost. I said, you think I'm stupid? She said, if you don't want to give me your phone, then just go. I was like, okay, whatever. I'll just stay with my dead phone. Thankfully, I met some American lady that was going to the same place I was going to, and she shared her charger with me. Anyways, finally got on our flight. We took the flight from... So I went from Nigeria to Dubai. Had like a 3-hour layover in Dubai. Dubai is beautiful, by the way. Side note. Then went from a 15-hour flight. God. 15-hour flight. Emirates is great, so it wasn't that bad. No, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad. 15-hour flight from Dubai to LA. Then I had a three-hour wait over in LA because I thought they were going to check us, but they just let us pass through. From LA to Atlanta. So I left Nigeria on Sunday about 6 p.m. and I did not get to Atlanta till Tuesday. I think I slept like almost 2 days when I came back. Like, I literally slept because that's how tired I was. But anyways, so what did I learn from all of that? One, don't fly Lufthansa. Like I said, in this life, if it's not Delta, it's not anything. Don't do it to yourself, boo. Don't do it. Especially in this world of uncertainty and COVID right now, you need a reliable airline. And then when you go to Nigeria, don't drink pure water. I don't care how you want to become immersed in the culture. You missed it. You drank it 10 years ago and you think you can drink it now. You will literally die. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Save your stomach the stress. Go and buy bottled water and drink like the normal people that just got back. When you go to Nigeria, shine your eye in the airports. Don't let anyone harass you. All you people that like, even all my Americans that are going to go to like Ghana, whatever it may be. I don't know if they have the same issues in Ghana, but Africa is one. So they probably do. Shine your eye at the airport. Don't let anybody harass you. Don't let anybody make you pay for anything you're not supposed to pay for. And then also in Nigeria, you have to match people's crease. If you don't match it, you run mad and they'll frustrate you. Anyways, will I do it again? Absolutely. That was the best week of my entire life. Apart from all the other downsides, it was so fun. But anyways, you've made it to the end of the episode. Thank you for joining us for season 3 of Unsolicited Yan. You guys have been rocking with us for a year now, and I just want to say I really, really appreciate it. Stay tuned. We're going to have a giveaway on our Instagram for those who want to do it, and we'll give a prize out for the listener that wins. And don't forget to leave us a review too. Anyways, continue to have Unsolicited Yan, and we'll see you next episode. Bye bye. So that's it for this episode of Unsolicited Yan. If you have any questions, comments, or reservations, don't forget to hit us up on our various social media platforms or email us. And don't forget to share with your friends too. See you next time!